Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Okay, happy Friday the 13th, everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, right? My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Today is Friday the 13th. Hope you don't suffer from trustadecaphobia.
Right.
Is that just made up?
I don't know.
Do people actually suffer from... Trista? Is it Trista decaphobia?
Trick. I thought it was trichodextrophobia or something.
I don't know. I wrote it out phonetically so I could actually say it.
Okay.
I wrote down Trista-deca-phobia. That's what I wrote.
And yes, there are people
it's
who...
It's supposedly the fear of Friday the 13th.
Right. It's supposed
something
to be...
Something ominous will happen to you on this day.
Bad luck, mm-hmm. somehow.
Yeah.
Unlucky day.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see how the show goes.
Yeah.
We already had a code brown prior just before the show, so.
And, you know.
Hopefully we can get
through
this.
Froggy throats, yeah. And I think it's COVID.
Right. Yeah, anyway. COVID related, yeah. This Sunday is Father's Day. If you got them, hug them up. If you don't, think of them fondly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it's Father's Day already.
I know.
It's unbelievable. Let's see. We are coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prada neighborhood of St. Pete, Florida.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. You fine folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or... on Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where what?
Local music lives.
That's right. In the studio this evening, well, we don't have Ty Ginn. Ty's not joining us tonight because he and Jack are going to a play, and I think that's pretty gay. Happy Pride Month, everybody. See how I put that little haiku? Mm. Was that? Would you consider that a haiku?
Maybe. I'm not sure. You'll have to ask the English department.
It was all rhymey and everything.
Doesn't make it a haiku.
Anyway, here in the studio this evening, doing all the heavy lifting, it's going to be just me and my honey bunny over there, little Miss Stephanie, and then, of course, me, little old Marco. We have a lot of stuff to talk about this evening on the show. A lot of things happening in our world these days. Some pretty interesting things, some pretty horrifying things. If you want to comment on any of those things, you can. All you have to do is give us a call at 727-804-5891. One more time, 727-804-5891. The beauty about that number is you can call in and talk to us live on air. The only thing you have to do is try not to cuss. Not try not to. Do not. Do not cuss. This is live radio, folks. This is the real deal.
Right. No dump button.
Right. No dump button. But the other beauty about that number, the 727-804-5891, is that if you want to talk to us or contact us and you don't want to be live on air, you can text us at that same number. And we will respond to you directly.
Yes.
We get quite a few texts during the show. And actually, when it comes down to it, I kind of dig it more than the phone calls just because the show keeps rolling. And I'm able to respond to you as I get the text, and you're still part of the show, and it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
Anyway, folks. And just like that, we get a scam likely call.
Oh. There you go.
There you go. Good old scam.
Yeah.
My friend scam.
Calls 5-6 times a day.
At least.
Just to chat.
Just to chat. Just to say hello. Mm-hmm. Yeah, trying to.
Something about a car warranty. And
sell me a cruise and whatever else. Hold on just a second.
Uh-oh.
Friday the 13th. Right, there you go. Got me all choked up over here.
Mm-hmm. That's scam likely.
Scam likely. Okay, so Steph, where do we begin? Well, let's do this. Let's get this out of the way. Sadly, we lost two musical geniuses and legends, really, this week. First, we lost Sly Stone of the Sly and the Family Stone. Sly is probably considered the father of a funk fusion music.
Yes.
He passed away earlier this week at the age of 82. I'll be playing a couple of his tunes a little bit later in the song in the show.
Right.
And then I think it was Wednesday, we lost Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. Brian has been praised by many artists. I've seen on Facebook and on TikTok a lot of artists coming out saying that Brian was probably one of the most prolific songwriters of our age.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I thought that was pretty sweet of those other artists to come out and say that about him. He was 82 as well, but very nearly 83. He would have been 83 next week on the 20th.
Okay.
So, anyway, rest in peace, fellas. We will also play some Beach Boys music on the show this evening.
Yes.
In memoriam.
Yes.
Is that it, memoriam?
Memoriam.
Memoriam. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, here we go. Here in the United States, we have protesting in several big cities, Los Angeles, Chicago, Philadelphia, Boston, all because of Trump's immigration policies. Probably the most prominent protest going on right now is the one out in L.A. I feel like that's been going on for about a month now. But it's probably
been about a week.
It's been about a week. It's gotten pretty It's beyond ridiculous. The National Guard has been called out. Now the United States Marines have been called out. And I have seen some videos of, the administration or the regime is calling it an insurrection. I don't know that it's that.
Right.
It is definitely protesting. I don't know that I would call it a riot. I've seen a lot of people marching. I have seen people throwing rocks. And I have seen some cars on fire. But I don't know that that warrants the United States Marines coming in.
Right.
Or even the National Guard. Even if you ask the LAPD, they kind of feel like, look, fellas, we got this.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. You know what I mean? It's just not that bad.
And I think mm-hmm. from what I was watching, as the agitators started causing problems.
Yeah.
The peaceful protesters moved to a different area.
Right.
Like the people that were up to the shenanigans and
throwing
setting
the rocks and the bricks and the fire and
all of that.
Yeah.
The people that are trying to protest peacefully are removing themselves from that area where the shenanigans are going on.
Well, to hear the regime talk about it, you would think that the L.A. was actually on fire.
Right, and it is not.
And it is a full-blown insurrection.
No,
and we need to have these federally appointed law abiders or
law abiders. It's a one
what would they be?
A 1 mile by 1 mile area.
Mm-hmm.
In downtown Los Angeles, which I believe is, downtown Los Angeles is huge.
Right.
You know, 99.9% of people in Los Angeles are not being affected by this.
Whatsoever.
Right.
Right.
Because it's literally one by one square miles.
Yeah. So Los Angeles is not ablaze. It's not happening like that. Let's see. You would think that the regime would know a lot about insurrections.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'd think they'd know the difference.
Right.
Right.
And I love that, you know, the National Guard and the Marines have been sent in because they're assaulting police officers.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. These protests were sparked because of, you know, the immigration policies. You know, when this whole thing was being kicked around during the... Hold on. Wait a minute. What am I doing? Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking with?
Sally Lou.
Sally Lou, how are you?
I'm fine, darling, but I don't know why I can't see you.
I don't know either. I don't even...
I called you on FaceTime because I wanted to start your show with a little positive spin because I wanted to wish you a very happy birthday tomorrow.
Well, I appreciate that. That sounds great. I wish I could see you. I don't know why I can't. It didn't pop up. It didn't pop up on my end either.
I did FaceTime.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't pop up on my end either. I'm disappointed in that. So how are you?
I'm fine. Oh, there.
Can you see me now? Hold on.
Is it?
How's that? Oh, there you are.
Well, I can see you now.
Yeah. You see this fine shirt that Paul and Jenny sent me?
That pink shirt.
It's orange.
This is from orange.
from our high school. Paul and Jenny sent me this for my birthday.
Okay. I love you.
Love you too.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Thanks for calling.
Hey Stephanie.
Hey. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye bye.
Oh, that's fun.
That is fun. Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
There you go.
We got a call right out of the bat. A happy birthday to me.
Yes.
My birthday is tomorrow.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. But anyway, getting back to these protests, I mean, all of it is stemming from the immigration policies. During the campaigning, it was all about we're going to get rid of the criminals and things like that. But it seems like they're cherry picking immigrants that are legal. Well, not so much 100% legal here in the country, but they're going through all the right things to become legal. And a lot of these people are being arrested when they go for their annual check in.
Right.
For me, that's cherry picking. They're going to restaurants and arresting
businesses.
All the employees, to construction sites and arresting them. If you're looking for the criminals, guess what, fellas? Criminals don't usually have jobs.
No.
So I think you're doing the wrong. You're looking in the wrong place. If you're out in L.A. and you're looking for the criminals, how about going to South Central L.A.?
Right.
That's where the gangs are. You know, why don't you take your asses over there and start doing something that you said you were going to do?
Right.
You know what I mean? If you're looking to getting the criminals out, well, that's where they are.
That's where they are. Mm-hmm. They're generally
you're
not
arresting and deporting hardworking people and families, and it's you're doing the wrong thing, and that's why all these protests are popping up all over the country. Anyway, I don't know. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
And tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, well, tomorrow, right, is the big parade. And, I mean, if you think they're protesting now, wait till tomorrow, because Trump is holding his big military parade to honor, 250 years of the United States Army. It's also his 79th birthday.
Right.
Just so happens.
Just so happens.
Just so happens. Hundreds of protests will be happening all across the country tomorrow.
Over 1,800.
1,800 different individual protests.
Individual protests across the country.
Yeah, it's being called the No Kings protest, basically protesting Trump and his fascist dictatorial regime.
Yes.
That's their words. That's their words. I wrote that down. I wrote that from something I read.
Okay. Quote, unquote.
Yeah. Yeah, I will say Trump's big military parade is costing us somewhere in the neighborhood of like a $45 million.
Yeah, they said between $20 million and $45 mm-hmm. million. They don't know which.
Well, here's the thing. I guess that's better than 2 weeks ago when they were saying it was going to be $90
million. Right.
You know,
but they're not sure.
I don't know what happened to us wanting to cut unnecessary government spending.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I guess they threw that out the window for a birthday. Look, I mean, Trump's a billionaire. Why didn't he pay for it?
Right.
I mean, that's chump change for him.
Exactly.
Billionaire, $45 million?
No big deal.
He can throw his parade and throw me one, too. It's my birthday, too.
Right.
How about that? Yeah. So not only is tomorrow Trump's birthday, it's also my birthday that we discussed here just a few minutes ago. I won't be having a parade.
No, there will be no parade.
Yeah. So some of us aren't that lucky.
Right.
I feel like I deserve one.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, right. Can you imagine being that person that thinks that you deserve a parade?
For your birthday, because you're so great and wonderful.
It's my birthday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw on a bumper sticker the other day, it said, in this car, we say please, thank you, and F Donald Trump. I was like, wow.
Okay. Yeah. That's something.
That is something. Yeah. Here's something a little bit lighter. Wednesday was National Corn on the Cob Day. And I tell you what, I love me some corn on the cob. I absolutely do. Our boy Ty Ginn, he won't eat it. And what's his reason for not eating it, Steph? He says it's full of what?
All corn is genetically modified now.
Uh-huh.
And if you watch the documentaries and whatever, how they genetically modified it is for pest control.
Right.
So that whatever the bugs are that eat corn, if they eat the corn, the corn, because of the genetic modification, it expands and makes them explode, which
the bugs explode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which kills off the population of
the bugs.
The bugs.
Right.
And just doesn't seem healthy. To put in our stomachs.
Well,
I
mean,
don't know.
You're usually boiling it or grilling it.
Well,
isn't that killing all that stuff?
No, because it's the seeds themselves.
It's genetically enhanced.
Has been genetically modified. But I go to the point that humans can eat grapes.
Yeah.
But dogs can't.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, what's good for the person that isn't good for the beetle? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't done all the scientific research, but I do know that we had a full-blown conversation about why he won't eat corn.
Yeah.
Because I love corn on the cob,
sweet corn.
White corn, yellow corn.
Yeah, I've never had street corn. Have you ever had street corn? I hear people rave about street corn.
We kind of made it on the grill once.
Street corn?
Yeah, where you grill it and
roll it on the street a little bit and then put it back on the grill.
Yeah, throw a little Parmesan cheese and
seasoning. So that's what that means. All right.
Yeah.
It's basically just how you season it.
Right.
Okay. All right. That's cool. I love corn on the cob. I mean, it's a mess. And it gets stuck in your teeth, but I love it.
Yeah.
I was watching TikTok the other day, and I saw this kitchen gadget that is specifically designed to take the kernels off of a cob. And this thing was like, I mean, this thing is taking these kernels off like nobody's business. You know how you do, like if you use a knife,
right?
A lot of times you'll get like a whole string of them that are stuck together. This thing is pulling them off in kernel form.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And it was almost looked like a razor. You know what I mean? And it was just like zip, zip, zip. I mean, they were doing it like a whole cob in like, you know, 2 seconds.
Not like my guillotine thing that
no.
I know I'm going to lose a finger right. if I try to use it.
It's pretty cool. I love corn. I love corn added to stuff. Corn is just great. I think if you don't like corn, well, I don't know.
I don't know.
That's your problem.
Look, we in Ohio, we had the Sweet Corn Festival.
Yeah. Oh.
And it was amazing. And they'd have these big vats of butter.
What do they call that? It's like the Queen Anne's corn.
Silver Queen.
Silver Queen. That's it. Oh. Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fantastic. I love that. Absolutely love it. Corn on the cob is great. We have some in the freezer. I saw it earlier today. We need to have that. No, it was in the fridge.
In the fridge. I bought it, and when we grilled out.
We didn't have it.
I forgot about it.
Well, we'll have it this weekend.
We'll grill some corn, have some cucumber tomato salad.
Another one of my faves.
Maybe throw some burgers on the grill. Hey, yep. It's your birthday and Father's Day.
Hey, it's your birthday. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So what about that plane crash in India?
Unbelievable.
Jeez Louise. I mean, just like, a minute and a half after takeoff?
Right.
Wow. And then what's amazing about this whole thing, if you've seen the video, it's pretty horrific. I mean, you can see the plane leave the ground. Then all of a sudden, it looks like it's ascending. And then all of a sudden, it starts coming down.
Right.
And then it goes like behind some houses and ba-boom.
Yeah.
This big explosion. And at that point, you got to think that everybody just got roasted. Right? So 254 people did actually lose their lives, but one dude escaped and lived. What about that guy?
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of luck is that?
I mean, here's your sign.
He now become an Indian deity?
I mean,
are people going to start praying to him? Is he the new Vishnu? I mean, this guy is like, are you kidding me?
Well,
are people calling him, asking him for lottery numbers? I mean, what kind of luck is that?
What's crazy is not only did he live, he was alert and talking.
Oh, I saw him laying in the hospital, but it looks like he got in a fight.
Right.
You know, had a black eye, you know, and a couple of marks on his face, but I'm like,
he's not.
It didn't look like he was on fire.
Right. A full body cast.
Sad thing is that everybody else on the plane died, including his brother who was sitting right next to him. Yeah. But there's something to be said. He said that he was sitting in 11A, which is the emergency exit door.
Right.
And, you know, whenever we fly, I always feel like we try to get those seats just because there's extra leg room.
Right.
And they come around and they ask you, are you prepared? You know what I mean?
Right.
If there is an emergency.
You have to say that you're prepared. You can do it.
You're going to hold your crap together to get this door open and get people to safety.
Right.
And I guess all of a sudden he was like, I'm next to the door. I'm out. I'm out of here.
Crazy.
Or maybe he was blown out. Who knows? Absolutely. Oh, I can't even imagine.
And, you know, I mean,
what horror is that?
It's amazing.
Mm. Unbelievable. That's a scary thing. And that's one of the things, you know, I mean, I'm not a big fan of flying.
I know.
And it's like one of those things, man, when you strap in and they leave the gate, you'd have no control.
Oh,
you
right.
Got no control about what's happening. That is it. You just have to ride it out, man.
Can't wait to fly.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's going to be great.
You're going to be flying here real soon, honey.
It's going to be great.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Let's see. There was something I saw the other day, and this goes back to the military. And I didn't look it up completely, but what I got from this story is that it says for years the military has been faking UFO sightings to cover up for weapons systems tests.
Oh.
Right? And now that's something that you've heard in the past. It's like, oh, I'm sure it's the military testing something.
Right.
Well, it turns out, according to this, that now they're coming out saying that, yes, that's what we were actually doing.
Sometimes it is. Sometimes it isn't.
But then how many times have you seen those videos from the cockpit of a fighter jet and they're following something? You know what I mean? And it's unexplained and nobody knows what happens and, you know, that kind of thing. And there are people that, testimonials, you know, this is what I saw. This is not a fake and this, you know, that kind of thing.
We have no idea what's actually going on.
No. And is this a government government trying to come out and say, okay, let's pump the brakes on this whole alien sighting thing. You know what I mean? The UFO sightings. Let's not. We got enough going on in the world right now. We don't need to have everybody having that in the back of their minds as well. You know,
the aliens showing up in the middle of all the other disasters.
Right. So it looks like the United States is on a high alert as Israel is now bombing.
Iran. And Iran is bombing Israel back.
Right. So this is going to be a full-blown war here. God only knows how long this will last.
Right.
And one of the things that we talked about earlier today, Steph, they said this morning that Israel bombed nuclear sites.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm like, how does that work? Is that basically the same as detonating a nuclear bomb? I mean, if you're detonating the nuclear site... wouldn't that create the same sort of atmospheric disturbance as a nuclear bomb?
I don't know for sure, but it just seems like a very dangerous plan.
Well, if you bombed, 3 Mile Island, wouldn't everybody in that vicinity, 100-mile radius, be sick and have 5 years and everything else?
Well, that was part of the plan. I mean,
if you're going to threaten us with nuclear war, let's go ahead and bomb your nuclear stuff right there, and it's going to be
so it affects your people. Right. But and I didn't realize
how. I mean, Iran and Israel border each other. I didn't realize how close they were to each other. I think that if you're going to blow up a nuclear site, you want to do it like on the other side of the world.
Yeah, a little further away.
Not like right next door.
Then your next door neighbor.
Yeah. Anyway, so the United States is on high alert. Iran has come back and said, yes, that we will, in fact, retaliate against Israel. And we're kind of pissed at America, too. So stand by.
Yeah.
Stand by. Buckle up.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be an interesting weekend.
Yeah, right. It is going to be an interesting weekend. Man, oh, man, with the parade and the protests and the war.
Right.
This war, that war, every other war. Mm-hmm. Yep. One of the things we did the other night, which I think was pretty cool, is we watched this series on Netflix called Ripley.
Yes, we started it.
We started it. And it is an adaptation of the Matt Damon movie, The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Right.
Right.
Which I love that movie.
Which is a great movie.
Great movie.
If you haven't seen that movie, go check it out, The Talented Mr. Ripley. So this documentary, or not documentary, but series, is an adaptation of that. What I think is really cool about this is that it's all filmed in black and white.
Right.
And listen, I've always liked black and white. When you see the old movies in black and white, that's one thing. But when you see, like, new modern movies in black and white, for whatever reason, it's like it just gives it a whole different edge.
Right.
You know, and it's like I don't know, I dig it.
Yeah, and so far it's great.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know I fell asleep the other night, but I want to go back and rewatch what I missed because I was really enjoying it up to the point where I started to
Nodding
out. Mm-hmm. What did I put on here? Yeah. Oh, yeah, just mentioning that I really like the modern version of the black and white. I love that.
Well, and it was kind of weird because while we were watching, it was still light outside, but the thunderstorms were rolling
in. Right.
And so we're watching the black and white on the TV, but you look out the back doors, and the whole backyard is in sepia.
That's right, right.
And
yeah.
It was like, ooh, this is eerie.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
That's right. I remember that now. It was like completely like sepia.
Right. Just that really
light orange
odd,
sort of. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, foreboding outside. Yeah.
Anyway, folks, we need to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier in the show, I mentioned that Sly Stone and Brian Wilson passed away this week, both of them at the age of 82. And in memoriam, I will be playing songs from both of them. So during this break, the first one is going to be That's Millie's thing. It's going to be Dance to the Music by Sly and the Family Stone. Folks, we'll be right back. All right, well, that's Sly and the Family Stone, Dance to the Music. We have another ditty by Sly and the Family Stone a little bit later in the show. Sly Stone, if you didn't hear me earlier, passed away earlier this week at the age of 82, considered the father of funk fusion. Anyway, folks, we are back with the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to say hey.
And happy birthday.
And happy birthday. Right. Thank you, Sally Lou. Love you. You can also text at that number.
Right.
So, and we will respond to your text as we get them.
Yes.
We won't wait. We will respond immediately. We'll put the brakes on the show and respond to your text immediately. Debbie Dan Gray, happy birthday. Mark Ginn, look at that.
Thanks, Debbie.
There you go. Thank you, Debbie Dan Gray. Love you. So that's nice. Two birthday wishes already.
Already.
It's not even my birthday.
It's not even your birthday yet.
Not even my birthday.
Good Lord, how long is this going to last? Then there's Father's Day.
I know.
When will it end? What a weekend.
I need a parade.
Right.
I need a parade.
Talk about a Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Right. So I love art. And there's nothing more inspiring to me than seeing people with the ability to make art.
Right.
Whether it's drawing or painting.
Woodworking.
The one that I think that I'm probably the most impressed with is sculpting.
Ah.
Okay. I have seen some statues that are so unbelievably lifelike. And it's like, how did you get that out of this chunk of stone?
Right.
You know what I mean? I remember when Ty was little and he was up at Johns Hopkins, down on that bottom floor, mm-hmm. there was that big statue. Was it a statue of Jesus? I mean, or was it, who was it? Or was it Mary?
I think it was Mary.
It was just this gorgeous statue. And it was like, I mean, all the detail was unbelievable. Have you ever seen that statue of the woman that has the veil on? This is a veil carved in stone that you can see through to the, I mean, it's unbelievable what people can do. Anyway, I was disappointed last weekend. We were watching TV and I saw a commercial for 60 Minutes, an upcoming episode of 60 Minutes. And they were advertising the new sculpting where they're taking the same slabs of stone, but they're sculpting it with computer-driven lasers.
Right.
And I'm like, don't do that.
No.
Don't do that. Don't take away
the art,
the purity, the actual art. I don't want those people to go away.
Right.
I mean, those people truly should be like kings. If you've
No kings.
We'll protest. But, I mean, they should be honored in such a way.
For their genius.
For that ability.
And their skill.
The genius and the skill. They have been able to open up a part of their brain that the rest of us can't figure out how to open.
Right.
Can you imagine having that ability?
No, I can't, because I have no artistic ability.
Even like musicians.
Oh, I know.
What blows me away is when I see these videos of these little kids. I mean, little kids, like 3 and 4.
Right.
There's this video I've seen of this 3-year-old little girl who's playing the drums like nobody's business. She's playing Metallica.
Right.
I mean, it's like, what? And she's 3. You know, it's like, where do you get that?
Where's that part of my brain?
How do we not get that?
Right.
Do we all have it and we just don't know how to, you know, figure out how to open it? I mean, is that why people are going and taking these ketamine treatments and stuff like that?
Right.
Supposedly, it's supposed to unlock all of your inner
all of your abilities.
Unlock all your inner locks.
Make all your synapses fire.
Right.
Better.
I mean, people
the
go.
The little girl that drums,
yeah.
She probably won't be able to do math. I'm just saying.
What would you rather do?
Drums.
Right. Yeah. So she'll grow up to be a gazillionaire drummer.
That's what calculators.
But she won't be able to count her money.
Calculators.
That's why they have accountants.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Musicians.
My dad just texted, math. Happy birthday, my son. Thank you, Dad. Thank you. Love you. I will call you on Sunday. Or I hope to talk to you tomorrow.
Right. He'll probably call you tomorrow.
Yeah, right. To think that somebody had, I mean, I could sit and watch somebody draw, somebody that knows how to draw forever. I'm on TikTok, and a lot of my feed is, you know, certainly all dogs and stuff.
Frenchies.
Right. But then I get the how-to stuff. But then I get the artists and stuff like that.
Like
I could
the guy
watch...
that rides the bus.
Yeah.
And sketches.
Yeah. The subway. Does the subway. Yeah,
yeah. Does the whole.
Yeah. I mean.
A whole portrait in five minutes. Subway ride.
For the subway ride. Right. It's unbelievable.
Or.
It's so lifelike.
That we saw. And I don't remember where. Somewhere. We were watching. And. The guy was painting to like the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, right.
And then
he
was done,
yeah.
He turned it around,
yeah.
Flipped it upside down, which then it was actually right side up because you couldn't figure out what he was painting.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow.
There's this guy on TikTok, and the way he creates his portraits is he does it all in like a pencil or pen. And he just writes, like if he's doing a portrait of, let's say, Bruce Springsteen, okay, he will just write Bruce Springsteen a million times in all different sizes, all over the entire thing, to create a portrait of Bruce Springsteen, and in the end, it looks like a photograph.
It's insane. Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. And I mean, but when you look close at it, you can see that he just hand wrote Bruce Springsteen. I mean,
it's
unbelievable.
The creativity of some people is just.
It's amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
All we can do is talk.
Yeah, that's it. And sometimes I can barely do that.
Right.
Anyway, I wish I had some genius in me, but I don't. Here's another thing that I saw earlier this week. The weight loss drug Ozempic.
Yes.
Okay, so I saw this article that said there's more and more dudes are coming forward saying or claiming that Ozempic has increased the size of their member.
Oh.
They're calling it Ozempic D.
Oh.
Ozempic D. This one guy says, somebody said, yeah, no. It just looks bigger because your belly's smaller.
Yeah,
and
the guy goes,
no, I measured. It's bigger. It's bigger by an inch and a half. So now that's either a fantastic ploy by Ozempic to try to get more people taking it.
Get more men to take it.
Right. Even if you're not fat, we can do something to your member. It's called Ozempic D, fellas. Get your Ozempic D. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
That's a side effect that you're not necessarily disappointed in.
Right.
Do you suppose they put that in all that fine writing at the bottom or the speed reading on the commercial?
Right.
Might give you a anal seepage. It might give you a bigger member. What was that? Hold on.
You'll either get one or the other.
Or both. My member's bigger, but still seeping from the anal.
Yeah, some of these side effects.
Mm.
It's like, I think my eyelashes are fine. Thank you very much.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I'll buy a different mascara.
Yeah. Last week when Ty was on the show, we were talking that last weekend was going to be the big Metallica weekend here in Tampa Bay. Metallica, the heavy metal band, has not been to Tampa Bay in 15 years. So last weekend was the first time. They were playing Friday night and then again on Sunday. And two shows, and it was called the No Repeat Weekend. So each show had a different set list.
Right, and different opening acts.
Right, exactly, right. Yeah, in fact, Friday, one of the opening acts was a Limp Bizkit.
Right.
That's I know that you like them.
I like Limp Bizkit.
Yep. But I was listening to somebody who went to the show, and they said that they were in what they call the snake pit, which is, you know, that's, you're basically, you have to have a pass to be in there. You're like as close to the stage as you can possibly get.
Right.
You know, you can actually talk to them between songs, you know, yeah. You know, you're that close. Anyway, he was saying that he was having some back issues because he'd been standing now for like 3 hours. And he said, I have to sit down. I have to find a place to sit down just to relieve my back. So he goes over and he sits in the handicap seats. And he says, right next to where I'm sitting is the deaf interpreter.
Oh, right.
The hand, what do they call it?
Sign language
interpreter. And he said it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. He says, because when you watch these sign language interpreters, let's say like a hurricane comes.
Right.
And you see, you know, the governor is on TV and right next to him is the sign language interpreter. Right.
Right.
Now, a lot of those people are animated.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I get a kick out of watching them. And a lot of times during those press conferences, I'm more interested in watching the interpreter than I am. I'm not even paying attention to what's going on that the governor's saying. We're having a little issue with the puppies. Hold on. But anyway, what he was saying was this is a metal concert. And he's over there in the handicapped seating. And right next to him is this interpreter. And she is into the music to the point where she is headbanging. She's swinging her hair. She's air guitaring. You know what I mean? And doing sign language all at the same time. And to me, it's like, how much of what she's doing, the show that she's putting on, are the deaf people actually picking up on? Are they just? Is it just a vibe that they're picking up on? I'm assuming that at a concert, the deaf people can feel the vibrations and things like that.
Right.
But
and obviously they can see the band.
Yeah. He said that he got so wrapped up in this interpreter that he probably missed three songs. He says, I didn't even look at the stage for like three songs. I was so wrapped up in this interpreter and how she was interpreting the show.
Right.
Via sign language and headbanging and air guitaring and all that
stuff.
What
a great job.
Yeah.
I want that job.
How fun would it be?
Right.
How easy would that be to fake?
Oh, I don't know. Well, here's the thing, though. If you're unlike, say, being the sign language interpreter for the governor emergency management, you don't necessarily know what they're going to say.
Right, right.
Where if you are the sign language interpreter for a specific band, you've got your whole choreography.
I wonder if she travels with them.
Probably. That would be my thought.
Oh, that'd be cool. What a great gig that would be.
Right.
What do you do for a living? Well, I'm a sign language interpreter for Metallica.
Right.
I travel all over the world.
And, you know, but...
with Metallica.
And, you know, that way you can practice, you know, it's almost like learning your whole routine.
Yeah, she probably goes to, like, the sound checks, everything, you know.
Right. To make sure she's got
the rehearsals.
Her timing right.
Yeah. If they're up there, you know, swinging their hair around, she's swinging her hair around.
Right.
You know, she's doing her own guitar solo. Sweet.
Mm.
I love that. Didn't they have, like, one of those interpreters several years ago that was for, like, the news or something like that? They were called out because they were faking it the whole time.
They were faking it the whole... It was during a hurricane.
It was during a hurricane.
And people were like... She's very, I don't remember, very entertaining.
I'm not saying
but,
anything.
But not really. I mean, we got the gist from, you know, the... the arm motions. But
we picked up water and wind.
And but that's not really how that's supposed to be.
Right.
Yeah, this person was playing charades.
Now, see, I always thought that sign language is basically you're spelling out every word. So, like, every hand gesture was a different letter.
Each.
You know what I mean?
There is a hand gesture. I mean, how would you do that? Each letter.
Yeah.
But there are also hand gestures for words.
Yeah.
And, you know, say like Hurricane Helene. Now they have to spell out, you know, Helene.
That's pretty good stuff.
Well,
Steph's doing it right now.
I actually.
That was really good.
I knew, and I haven't done it in forever. I had a.
Do that again. That was pretty good. You do that the rest of the show?
I could try if I knew what you were going to say.
Well, they don't know what they're going to say.
Growing up, I had a deaf friend.
Okay.
So I learned some basic sign language so that we could hang out and communicate.
When you were doing that a minute ago, that was pretty impressive. I was like, looks like she knows him. How do we know each other? Nearly 50 years, and I just now learning that you know this.
I think with a quick refresher, I would know the entire alphabet again.
Nice.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, being able to count to 10 in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I know enough.
Signing for all your viewers.
Yes.
That's Paul Hunley. Mm-hmm.
It's great for radio.
It's great for radio.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Wise ass. Nice shirt. Thank you so much, Paul. I love this shirt.
It's a great shirt.
I have it on right now.
Great color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Those guys.
Those guys.
Those guys. Yep. Anyway, so I thought that was pretty interesting. I'd love it when I see those. Anytime there's a hurricane, and of course now it's hurricane season here in the FLA, and I'm probably most looking forward to the interpreters.
Right. Well,
let's get that first. You know,
let's hope we don't get to see
let's get
the
that first news conference up there, and let's get this over with. You know.
Let's no, but I would. You know, it's maybe I should look into that as a career, retirement career, being the sign language interpreter for Elvis Costello or something.
Oh, cool. I would love that.
It would have to be, obviously, an artist I liked.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you know how AI is becoming more of a thing. I mean, it's becoming big in a lot of different aspects in our lives.
Yes.
And a lot of people are fearing that the AI will take their job. And I think in probably a lot of situations, AI will take a lot of jobs.
Right.
You know. You look, I mean, AI, you think about it, now they have like those Waymo cars, those cabs.
Right.
And we saw those burning in L.A.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The driverless. But
the driverless, stuff like that. But I heard this story the other day that I think, what did it say? Like 16% of people say or admit that they, yes, here it is, 16% admit to using AI as a romantic partner or companion.
Oh, my.
Yeah, so they are basically talking to this, like, almost Alexa or something like that.
Oh,
like, and starting, like, a relationship.
Oh, my.
I saw something the other day. This guy proposed to his
AI girlfriend?
Yeah.
What was that?
And he's married.
Well,
and the wife is like, she doesn't know how to handle it. She's like, well, I don't know if that's actually cheating or not, but but he seems to be more interested. He's having a lot better conversations with his AI partner than we've ever had, you know. So she's a little jealous.
Right. What was that movie years ago? I think it was called Her.
Okay.
With Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That he, you know, fell in love with his.
Yeah.
If I recall correctly.
Was so.
I'll have to look that
up. So what's
up.
What's funny is this radio show that I listen to, the radio host has, what's he call her right now? I can't think of what he calls her. Anyway, but every once in a while during the show, he will talk to her on the show, and she comes up, and she's like, good morning, Michael, you know, that kind of thing. And he will start to have this conversation with her, and it's so bizarre. And he's like, I wish I could remember her name. Bailey. And he's like, Bailey, where's my band playing this weekend? I forgot. And she's like, hold on, you're so forgetful, you know, da da da. And she's like, oh, that's right, you're playing at this. And she'll give the name of the place and the address and that kind of thing. And you know, I mean, it's so lifelike. And in a way, it's kind of eerie, you know, but I can see that if you were like a lonely person, and let's say you lived alone, and this was your outlet to be, you know, with somebody, I can see where you could get wrapped up in having these full-blown conversations with this AI. Look, I know a lot of people, I know a lot of times when I'm alone, I'll talk to myself.
Oh, I'm constantly talking to myself.
Right, I'll talk to myself. But can you imagine now if there's somebody actually
responding?
And can you imagine if it was a situation where if you got into a little bit of a tiff, you can just walk away? That person's not still in the house. It's just a box on the counter.
Well, and, like, and they
go to sleep now.
They learn yeah. and adapt.
Yeah.
That's the creepy part.
Well, that's the scary part, right?
It is Joaquin Phoenix. The movie was Her from 2013.
Okay. It's one to maybe we can catch that on Netflix. Catch it and rewatch it or something.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, where to watch? Amazon Prime. You can pay to see it. Looks like Amazon Prime Video. It's free. YouTube, Google Play, Apple TV, Fandango at Home is all pay to watch.
All right, cool. I dig that. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, think about it. That was 12 years ago. And, you know, like so many things, it was like, oh, that's so far-fetched and creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, here we are.
Here we are, right.
You know, just yep. like Idiocracy was not supposed to be a playbook.
Right, yeah, right. And now
or
it is.
The Handmaid's Tale.
Mm-hmm. Here's something that says, I'm going on a diet to lose my love handles. Yeah, but won't you look funny without ears? Where's my bell? Ty's got my bell.
Ty's got
somewhere.
The bell. He's got it hidden.
boy. Yep. Man, oh, man. I really need to pee.
Oh.
I'm sorry to bring that up, but I all of a sudden it's like, okay, I can't wait for this break to get here soon.
you got about 3 minutes.
Right, I know. Oh, here's something that I think you're going to like, Steph. You know, you and I put away quite a few Diet Cokes on the reg. And Diet or Coke is coming out for a limited engagement Diet Cherry Coke, and I thought that maybe you might like that because you dig the claws,
mm-mm.
the black cherry claws.
No, I don't. I don't like the fruit in my
your Diet Coke
in my colas. Now, I do like the cherry 7 Up mm-hmm. or I forget. There used to be the. More like the Sprites, the 7 Up, the clear.
Yeah.
The clear sodas, lemon lime sodas.
Do you think this,
I like a
this
little
diet,
fruit.
This Diet Cherry Coke will be clear or no?
No. Coca-Cola is a
but
cola.
But they did come out with a clear one once.
Yeah. It,
no bueno.
No. There's something in that caramel coloring.
Mm-hmm. Here's something that's sort of sad, a remembrance. The Pulse nightclub shooting happened June 12th, 2016.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so This was
the ninth
anniversary just the other day. 49 people.
I know.
49 people lost their lives. That was unbelievable. Yep. And to think that this is, you know, here's a remembrance of this during Pride Month.
Right.
You know, sad. Sad, sad, sad.
Sad, sad, sad. Just get along, people. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
Yep. Stay in your lane.
Yep. Let's see. We're going to take a break here soon. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this billboard that I saw that I thought was pretty funny. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about these enhanced games. We kind of mentioned it probably about a year ago, but now it's actually going to be happening next year. The enhanced games, we'll be talking about that. And then a bunch of other stuff. So that's that. I'm going to go ahead and start this break, because if I don't,
okay,
we're going to have a puddle over here.
We're going to have a problem.
Right. Anyway, folks, we're going to take this break. And when we do take the break, we're going to play a bunch of promos. And these promos are of shows that come on later this evening after our show and then throughout the weekend. I was given an update to the Florida Folk Show. And this was from the head honcho, Joe B., and he wanted me to read this. I don't know why he thought that I was such a great reader, but I will give it a go.
Give it a shot.
It's a change to the lineup of tomorrow's Florida Folk Show. It says, the wonderful songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, Florida folk legend, Vigo No Last Name, will come in from Arcadia. Singer-songwriter extraordinaire Kip Kelly coming down from Safety Harbor to replace Daniel Under the Weather Childs, and the weekly environmental report will be presented in verse and song by Rayford Dogpaul T. Stark on leave with a weekend voucher thanks to Florida State Prison Warden David Allen. No co, however. Shh, don't tell the governor. So, I don't know. I don't know if I gave it the proper. I don't know.
Florida Folk Show.
I don't know if we needed all that cheese at the end.
Tomorrow.
Don't tell the governor.
Tomorrow, 10 a.m. RadioSafety.com right. And Sunshine 96.7 FM.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, folks, we're going to take this break. And like I said, we're going to play all these promos. Do yourself a favor and check them out, because there's all kinds of fantastic programming on Radio St. Pete and on Sunshine 96.7 FM. We will see you in a few minutes.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
Okay, next thing I knew, I had my hand down her pants and Bob her ran.
It's a good thing the mics are off during the break. Right. Mark's singing away, using his own lyrics.
Folks, we are back with the Mark Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. That was back-to-back, I Get Around and Barbara Ann by the Beach Boys in memoriam for the passing of Brian Wilson, who passed away earlier this week at the age of 82, nearly 83, would have been 83 next week.
Yes. I love the Beach Boys.
Well, the Beach Boys are great. And I can remember as a teenager, remember when we were able to get the Columbia House Records?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of my first Columbia House purchases was a Beach Boys album. I think it was the Beach Boys' Greatest Hits. It was a prized possession.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Well, Beach Boys' Greatest Hits. I love my Beach Boys' Christmas CD.
Debbie Dan Gray texted during the break, dancing in the kitchen.
Dancing in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I have probably seen, you know, a lot of people, like, follow the Grateful Dead.
Sure. Right?
You know, I've seen them. I have seen the Beach Boys from Ohio.
We saw them in Hawaii that one time.
Hawaii. I mean, just about every state I've lived in.
Have you ever seen the Beach Boys with Brian Wilson? I have not.
I think I have.
Okay. Because when I started, the first time I ever saw them live was in Hawaii.
Okay.
When we were there. And I think probably that Al Jardine and Mike Love. And I think those were the only, like, two surviving ones at the time.
At the time.
And I think now they're the only two surviving ones.
They used to play the Ohio State Fair when I was a kid. And then I would take the kids when we would be out in California at the Ventura County Fair.
Yeah.
Beach Boys always played. John Stamos was playing drums.
He's been playing with them for a long time.
And it was... Hannah fell asleep when she was little.
Right.
That time that I took her. But the kids always loved it.
Well, it's good. It's good fun music.
It's good fun music.
It's I don't know that. I mean, it is. It puts you in that California beach mode.
Yes.
There's nothing that says California beach more
than
the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I guess Brian Wilson. I guess he's. Throughout his life, has had some issues, mental issues, and things like that. I mean, I think he was kind of a recluse for many years.
Yes.
I'm surprised he actually got taken advantage of. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
I think didn't we see a movie or a documentary, the manipulating people around him?
Yeah. And right. I mean, even family members, I believe, were manipulating him. And I think I saw something or I heard something at one point that that said that once he became sort of like a recluse and was never, like, leaving his room, that he had his whole room filled with sand. So it was like he was at the beach
all the time.
That's kind of cool, I guess. It seems like you'd always have sand in your bed, though.
Yeah.
That would kind of suck.
that's the worst part.
That's the worst part about it.
Yeah, I would, have your sand room and then your foot wash before you get into bed.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. Do you think his... there's a lot of people that are on sort of like a genius level, and listening to these people talk about him after his death. I mean, they were talking about him like he was this musical genius,
and
this prolific songwriter. And I'm trying to think about the catalog, and I'm like, I've heard some pretty prolific songwriting. I don't know that this is the most prolific songwriting I've ever heard, but apparently the Beach Boys, a lot like the Beatles, formed a lot of just like the bass line and the guitar riffs and just the easy lyrics and things like that were very what am I trying to say? It encouraged a lot of people coming up in rock and roll and stuff like that. So
right,
influenced. That's the word I was looking for. Influenced.
Mm-hmm. Influencers before it was a thing.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's amazing that he actually. I was surprised. I think it was Wednesday when he passed, and I was surprised when I heard that he had passed because I tell you honestly, I thought he had passed. I was like, oh, I didn't realize he was still alive. Brian Wilson, everybody.
82, almost 83.
King of the Beach Boys.
King of the Beach Boys.
He was the Beach Boys, right?
King of the Beach.
King of the Beach. Yep.
Oh, no kings.
No kings. No kings, honey. They'll protest. They don't like them. Do not like kings. Something that we talked about probably more than a year ago were these enhanced games, okay? And, you have the Olympic Games and stuff like that. And before and during the Olympic Games, you always hear about the doping scandals and stuff like that.
And all the drug testing.
Well, now they're coming out with the enhanced games. And it's
where you can only participate.
If you're enhanced. Yeah, it says, a new athletic competition will encourage participants to use performance-enhancing drugs. The enhanced games to take place in Las Vegas next year will embrace the full spectrum of human potential, said mastermind Aaron D'Souza. Athletes who've built superhuman strength and endurance through steroids, testosterone, and growth hormone will compete in swimming, track and field, and weightlifting with prize purses of $500,000 in each category. The old rules didn't just hold back athletes, they held back humanity, said D'Souza. We are here to move humanity forward.
Through drug use.
through drug use, right. So I will watch this. I will watch this.
I'm curious.
Only because I think it'll be a spectacle. I mean, I would like to see. You remember the doping scandals with Mark McGwire and
baseball.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't care how many steroids you take.
Right.
You've
got to be able to hit a baseball.
You can either hit the ball or you can't.
If you can't hit a baseball to begin with. All the steroids in the world aren't going to do anything for
you.
It's going to make your arms bigger. But that doesn't mean you're going to be able to hit it.
You might be able to hold a heavier bat.
Right.
It doesn't mean you're going to make contact with the ball.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to see. I mean, you see some of these guys that are I love the guys that are obviously so juiced, these bodybuilders.
Right.
I don't take anything. I'm all natural. I'm like, yeah, right.
Okay.
Sure you are. Sure you are.
Okay.
Because we all look like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at this. Radio.
We all have bulging veins that have veins. You know what I mean? And paper-thin skin and zero body fat.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it'll be. I'm curious. Let's put it that way, to see, you know, like what, say, standing records are.
Yeah.
Say the 100-meter dash.
Yeah.
You know, will all their times be better?
Well,
not?
I think what they should do, instead of just having all of the participants being enhanced. They should have actual athletes that aren't enhanced compete alongside them. And it's like, well, are you going to beat this? This guy's a world record holder. Are you going to beat him? Are you going to come anywhere close to him?
Right.
You know,
I mean, I'm more curious about, you know, the science and the.
It used to be that all professional sports were pretty much no drugs whatsoever. And I think really. Over the years, a lot of professional sports, football and basketball especially, have lowered their standards quite a bit. Baseball, I think, is pretty still strict on drug use. But football and baseball, I mean, and basketball, they're smoking the marijuana like crazy over there.
Well, and
football players, too, because of the recuperating
right,
you know,
and
abilities, or
and the basically the opioid crisis, you know, painkillers,
right?
You get addicted.
Yeah, what are you going to want? Them all hopped up on goofballs or smoke a little
right.
Pot.
So, you know, I think there's a little more latitude in physical contact sports with what they do allow,
right?
As far as even steroids,
yeah.
You know, you take steroids to heal certain injuries.
Well, I mean, here's an example right here, homegrown. So what was it? Last week or the week before, I had like that pinched nerve in my neck.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get rid of it. I mean, there was no amount of ibuprofen that was going to fix it.
Right. Or Icy Hot or.
I took a little puff of marijuana, went away.
Went away.
It didn't go away for good, but for that period of time when that was still working, it was working. I did not feel the pain, you know? So there's something to it. You know?
Yeah.
And think about football players and even hockey players that are throwing their bodies around that.
Losing their teeth.
Can you imagine a toothache?
No.
A toothache? Smoke a little pot and you're like, what toothache? What toothache? You know? I'm good. Give me some corn on the cob. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hockey players could make some very interesting designs on a cob of corn.
Yes, they could.
How come yours has a stripe in it? You did a spiral cut. Anyway, we'll check out the enhanced games next year in Vegas. That'd be fun. Let's see. I saw this billboard the other day, and I was on Almerton, and I'm driving down the road, and I see this billboard, and on the billboard, there's this huge syringe, like in a hand, right? And written over it, it said syphilis can be cured. And I'm like, syphilis?
Wow.
That's still a thing? Who gets syphilis?
Let me guess. It was on a
It says syphilis is treatable. That's what it said. Syphilis is treatable. And I'm thinking, who the hell has syphilis? I remember, I think I heard that Al Capone died in prison of syphilis. But it's like, syphilis? When was the last time you heard anybody having the syph?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, and I have a feeling that billboard is probably somewhere near the health department.
Could
on
be.
Almerton.
Yeah, it was pretty far down.
Yeah, there's a health.
I was down around 49th Street.
Health department.
Yeah.
Kind of. I'm not sure what all.
Syphilis is treatable in big letters, and there's a big syringe in a hand, and it's like, oh.
Oh, okay.
So what exactly does the syphilis do to
you? Well, and what are you doing with that syringe?
I'm
afraid of needles.
Where on your body? Where's the malady in syphilis? I mean, is it is it like, it's on the on the nether region? What's happening down there?
I'm not sure, but it's not
is
good.
It like a burning ring of fire? I mean, what's happening with the syph?
I have no idea.
If you've got the syphilis, 727-804-5891. I want to hear all about it.
I'd Google it.
All the gory details.
I'd Google it, but it's...
If you don't want to talk about it on air, just text me.
Yeah.
727-804-5891. We want to know about your syphilis. Syphilis.
That's why they handed out reusable condoms during World War II.
Reusable.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
It's before they invented latex.
Gross. Let's see. One of the other things that I wanted to talk about. Oh, here's good news.
Good news?
Yeah. We all know about the professional eater Joey Chestnut.
Yes.
Well, he's back, baby. He is back. He's going to be back in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest this July 4th. He missed last year because of a contract issue. He was being sponsored by a fake meat company.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. So Nathan said, well, if you want to support them, you're out. Well, apparently he's not with the fake meat people anymore, so he's back as America's premier hot dog eater. So,
okay.
We will be looking forward to see Joey Chestnut eating hot dogs for America.
I hope eating the fake meat didn't do anything to his ability to digest.
Have you ever seen the dude?
Oh, I know. I've seen him.
I mean, he's just a skinny, regular-looking dude.
I don't know how.
He's power-loading these hot dogs, man.
I don't know how. I mean, I love Nathan's hot dogs.
Yeah. There's this other guy that I saw, and he was another professional eater. But he was a professional chicken wing eater.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. He was like a taxidermist. I mean, he's like stripping the meat. I mean, he's putting it in his mouth and pulling it out, and it's just
clean.
Just bone. It's like, my God.
Gross. Yeah. I don't know. Eating contests gross me out.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, they're dunking the bun in the beer or whatever, the water, and it's just disgusting. Mm-hmm.
Those are things I can't think about.
Yeah.
Because then I can't eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did National Corn on the Cob Day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Governor Ron DeSantis, we talked about this earlier, that he's basically passing a law that it's going to be okay to run over protesters.
You and I talked about it before the show.
We didn't say it earlier when we were talking about the protests? Yeah, well, Governor Ron DeSantis passed a law saying that basically it's going to be okay if you run over protesters. And now, when you hear that right off the bat, you're like, well, that just sounds horrific. But if you look at what was the bill actually says, it says that if your car is surrounded by people and they're shaking your car and trying to break your window and they're preventing you from going, you're not going to be in trouble if you just gun it and run people over.
Oh.
When you first hear it, you're like, oh, well, this is the guy that's going to be, oh, I think it's legal for me to now just drive through the crowd. Well, that's not it. The bill says if you are surrounded by a bunch of people and you feel like your life is threatened because they're trying to break your windows and drag you out, run them over.
You can go.
Run them over.
Well, and that's one of the biggest things that I've seen from, you know, local police departments, news conferences about the protests tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, there are things you can and cannot do.
Just protest peacefully.
Peacefully.
Keep the pressure on. Let them know we're there and why we're there. Just do it peacefully. Don't give them an excuse.
Right. And one of the big things is do not block any kind of traffic. Mm. Do not block a street.
Right.
Do not, you know, stay within the parameters or you will be arrested.
Yep.
The police that I've seen, the news conferences, they fully support your American right
to protest.
To peacefully protest.
Did you see the sheriff that,
Florida,
you spit on us, you're going to the hospital, then you're going to jail. You hit us, you're going to the hospital, then you're going to jail. You throw a rock at us, you're going to the hospital, then you're going to the jail. If you shoot at us, you're going to the graveyard.
Yeah. You know, yeah,
wow. I know.
This needs to be very peaceful, but significant.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. It's some crazy times.
Crazy times.
Yep. We are already at our next break.
Oh, wow.
Prattling along.
Look at us.
This is going to be the break that we take before fourth down.
Fourth down. Mm-hmm. I need practice.
Anyway, folks, like I said at the beginning of the show, in memoriam, I'm playing songs of Sly Stone, Sly and the Family Stone, and from the Beach Boys. At the beginning of the show, I played Dance to the Music by Sly Stone, and this one is a little ditty by Sly and the Family Stone called Everyday People. We'll be right back. All right, Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone. I mentioned earlier that Sly passed away earlier this week at the age of 82. Did you know that his real name is Sylvester?
Sylvester.
Sylvester. Rest in peace, Sylvester.
Sly works. It wasn't just, you know.
He took some of those letters.
Yeah.
Mixed them around
a little.
Sylvester.
You know, it's not like his name was George.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be Sly.
Right. Anyway. 727-804-5891. This is our fourth and final segment of the show. It goes pretty quick. If you want to get any words in or call or text or whatever, you can do it. We still have some time left. Again, 727-804-5891. One of the things that I was thinking about during the break is we are here, especially here in the FLA, we are full on summer.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm surprised that I remember it was like a few years back when it was like shark bite summer, man. It was like every week there was another shark bite or something like that. You know what I mean? But I heard my first shark incident. I think it was like Thursday or Friday, this 9-year-old girl got her hand bitten off by a shark up at like Boca Grande. And I'm like, How terrible is that?
How terrible is that?
How terrible is that?
Now, I've read
sweet little thing.
I've read a couple of different things. Mm. She got bitten by the shark. I'm not sure she lost her hands.
It was bitten to the point where it couldn't be saved. It was there, but it was effed up. to the point it could not be saved.
Because I was seeing something where, you know, advances, and maybe I misread, but
I've always been freaked out about, like, losing a limb or even a finger. It's like, I mean, what's better, losing a limb or a finger or death?
Ugh.
You know, right. I mean, now you're going to go through life without one.
Right.
But now all of a sudden you see all these people, especially all these vets, you know, walking around with these prosthetic legs.
Oh,
it's unbelievable.
We've come
a long way from the peg leg and the hook, you know. I mean, the advances these days are amazing, you know. I don't know, this little girl at 9 years old, I'm sure she's completely freaked out by it, and I would be too as a kid, and other kids are cruel, you know. Are kids as cruel today as they were when we were kids?
No, not at all.
I don't think so either. I mean, they're much more accepting of oddities and differences than we ever were. Oh, my God, don't you dare come to school different from the rest of us.
Right.
You know, back when we were kids. Now, all of a sudden, I think they're a lot more accepting. So.
A lot more accepting.
Yeah.
And
she might be now considered the cool kid.
Right. I mean, she survived a shark attack.
There's going to be kids just going to the beach trying to get their hand cut off.
No.
Don't do that.
And on that note, and I'm not sure when the movie was released. I guess I should look that up before I bring it up.
Couldn't have been a very big shark. I'm thinking about, you know, because I'm thinking about Millie and how big she is. She's 6. I mean, 9 years old is not a whole lot bigger, really, you know. So, I mean, that's just a tiny little hand, you know.
Right.
Couldn't have been a very big shark.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
And this is probably more appropriate for next Friday's show. So this will be a teaser.
Yeah.
Jaws.
Oh.
The movie that scared an entire generation.
Was it like the 50th anniversary?
Out of the water. June 20th, 1975 was the release date.
I remember
50 years next Friday.
I remember seeing it in the theater and just being like, why'd you take me here? Why'd you take me to see this movie?
It was like, okay.
You know, like a couple days before we're going to go spend a week at the beach. I needed to see this, you know.
Right. Yeah, no. Scarred a generation.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Generations.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to the point where, you know, you forget about it when you're a teenager and in your, you know, early 20s and stuff like that.
Oh, I never forgot.
You're still like, I'm getting in the water. I don't care. Da, 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 da. But these days, hell no.
No.
No, sir.
Nope.
No, sir.
Nope. Mm-mm. I live on the land.
I remember one time my buddy Paul came down to visit, and we were staying at my other buddy Paul's. A little cottage right there on the beach, right? And every time I had to pee, I would run back to the cottage. And Paul was like,
"Oh yeah."
Paul was like, "Well, why don't you just go? You know, all you have to do is go waist deep and just pee in the Gulf, right?" and there was this guy fishing about 50 yards down the beach from us, and he pulls in this like 3 or 4 foot long hammerhead shark, and I said, "That's why." That's why I'm running up to the house. That's why, right there. They're out there, brother.
They're there.
They are there. Yeah. Not doing it. Not going to do it. Yep. So Sunday is Father's Day, and I saw this list, and it's the best TV dads. Who's your all-time favorite TV dad?
Oh, my.
And these aren't in any, like, not like this is like a list where people were like, this is the number one rated TV dad. They just, basically, they just listed, you know, a bunch of TV dads.
Oh.
But who's your favorite?
I can't, my mind is blank.
If I go back to when I was a kid, Howard Cunningham, Mr. C was
Mr.
always,
C.
always loved him. I thought he was cool. Danny Tanner, I never watched that show. That was, Danny Tanner and the drummer for the Beach Boys. And
John Stamos.
Yeah, what was that show? And the twins, the two little
right,
twins.
Right, right.
Whatever that is. Red Foreman. Probably
I loved Red Foreman
from the 70s show is probably a lot more like a lot of the dads that I encountered in my lifetime.
And you modeled yourself after.
Yeah, yeah, right. let's see. Dan Connor from the Roseanne show. Philip Banks. Philip Banks is the one with the rapper kid that slapped the guy at the... What's the name of it? I can't remember any of the names
French
of these shows.
Fresh
Prince of Bel Air, right. They're talking about Mike Brady. I don't know.
Yeah, Mike Brady.
Homer Simpson even made the list.
Well, Homer Simpson came to mind.
Mm-hmm.
The guy from American Dad.
what was his name?
I don't remember.
Who is Phil Drummond? I don't know what show he was on. Philip Dunphy from Modern Family.
Phil Drummond. Hold on. Let me look that up.
Archie Bunker even made this as a favorite TV dad. Old racist Archie Bunker. Fred Sanford made the list.
Oh, I loved mm-hmm. Fred Sanford.
Herman Munster. Al Bundy. Mm-hmm. Now, what was the name of that show?
Married with Children.
That's it, right. Yeah. God, I can't remember any of the names of these shows. I know who, I can picture these, except
Phil
for Phil Drummond.
Drummond.
I don't know who the hell that
Phil
is.
Phil Drummond was Different Strokes.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I was trying to Google it, but then it came to me.
Yeah. Anyway. Best TV dads.
Best TV dads.
I guess.
I guess know. Not most well liked.
Yeah. Most popular ones, I guess. Ron DeSantis also signed a slew of bills the other day, including one requiring social media platforms to delete deep fakes or AI-generated sexual depictions of people created without their consent. These deep fakes have become so realistic.
And horrific.
Yeah, and this is going to be a real problem.
Yeah.
Because you've heard of, what's the thing, what's the breakup thing that people do now where they will now, all of a sudden, they'll send like if you were in a relationship and you had sexted back and forth.
Right.
You know, pictures. What do they call that?
It has a name.
It's like breakup porn or something like
right.
that.
Right.
Something like that. But anyway.
Revenge porn.
Revenge porn. But now all of a sudden, with the AI, it's getting even worse. I mean, AI, you're going to have to be real careful with this AI because if it gets into the wrong hands, it can go really bad.
Really
I mean, somebody can accuse you of something and then produce a video
right.
of you doing that. And it's like, I wasn't even there.
Right.
But, well, it looks like you were. Mm-hmm. Looks like you were right there. You know, that's
it's
you.
It's a scary world.
Yeah.
Come on, aliens.
Yeah. Take us away. Calgon, take me away. Right? Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, pretty scary. Pretty scary stuff.
Love yeah, story. No, I really, when you call, like, a customer service line.
Yeah.
And now you're getting AI, you know, and it sounds like a real person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can I help you today? And you say what you want, which is to talk to a human being. They're like, well, tell me what the issue is. And you tell them what the issue is. I'm sorry, I can't help you with that. Do you want this or that. Mm-hmm. Do you want this or that? It's like, no, I need to talk to a person.
Well, what's crazy about that is you're saying that, and you can usually pick up almost right away that you're talking to a robot. But what we were talking about earlier, this whole AI relationship thing, when this radio host that I listen to starts talking to his, it sounds like he's talking to a regular person.
Yeah.
And you can dial it in. You can make that person have whatever kind of accent. It's unbelievable.
I don't like it.
And you can tell.
I can't like it, Pops.
You can dial it in where if you start having this relationship or conversation with this AI thing and you feel like they're being overly polite or something or that kind
of thing. Or too snarky.
Well, you can tell them to dumb it down.
Oh, good.
Dumb it down a little bit. Talk to me like I'm talking to you. You know what I mean? And it will adjust. That's pretty frightening.
That's very frightening.
You know?
Very frightening.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where is this world going?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. One of the things, if we go back to all of this immigration thing, and this is something that I knew was coming all along, they're going after all of these immigrants all over the place. Especially workplaces, but now Trump and Tom Homan saying that they're going to start targeting employers.
Well, and I'm sorry, at the end of the day, isn't that where you should have started?
Well, but here's the thing. Let's think about this for a minute. If you're supposed to be targeting criminals, and now all of a sudden you're focusing on the people that go to work every day to try to create a better life for themselves, okay? They show up every day.
Right.
They're doing their job, all right? And guess what? You can go after them, take them away, then that business goes away. You can go after the employer, right? Business goes away, and then that wipes out.
Well, I'm not – okay, maybe I misspoke. The conversations need to be had between the government and the employers.
Well, did you see what just happened the other day? Trump sort of reversed himself because all of his rich farmers and hotel owners got after him saying, hey, man.
That's the conversation.
What do you suppose the employees at Mar-a-Lago are?
Right.
What do you suppose they are?
Well, and the Los Angeles Police Department.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Right. Saw that video of that kid out there at the protest, and he walked up to 30 police officers all right there in a group, creating a blockade. And he goes, look at how many Hispanic police officers are. There's Garcia, there's Mendez, there's
Hernandez,
there's Diaz, there's this. And every single one of them are standing there, and he's pointing them out, and they can hear him doing it. And they're just like, yeah. Yeah. We're all Hispanic.
But they're supposedly legal.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, there are a lot of them that are trying to become legal.
Well,
and what the people are protesting about is the fact that they're going and taking them. These are people that have been here for 20-some years trying to do the right thing, even going to their annual meetings, their check-in meetings, doing the filing the paperwork, and they're being arrested when they go to do that.
And when they do that, and maybe I'm wrong,
mm-hmm.
I'm not up on my immigration policy.
Yeah.
You can have a work visa that you are allowed to work in this country.
Yeah.
That is, and I think that's the hearings that these people are going to.
To extend it.
Prove that they have fulfilled, that they are working, they're complying with the requirements.
Yeah.
And
they're paying taxes.
That means that they are not here illegally. They are here on a work Ibiza.
And those are the people that are being arrested.
And that's a problem.
Yeah. It's crap, man. Oh. It's just crap.
Anyway, don't get me started.
I'm going to get you started, girl. Gonna get you started.
I have a soapbox and a flag.
Yeah, that's one of the other things. Oh, look at all these protesters waving their Mexican flags, da-da-da-da. Yeah, look at all these assholes flying their Trump flags and their Confederate flags.
Right.
That's better.
And that part
that's
of...
That's better.
Part of you know. The whole No King protest mm-hmm. is they are telling protesters to bring American flags.
Right.
Because the flag needs to come back to every American citizen, yeah. not just the MAGA morons.
Right.
It's that is our flag, not theirs.
MAGA morons.
Yeah. yeah.
Love it. Too early to do quotes. Do we have, what else are we doing? What are we doing this weekend? When does our parade start?
Well, let's see. What time do you want? Should I coordinate with the peacocks? I'll get them to shut down the street.
I want a peacock parade. Oh, my God. So earlier when I left here to go to the store, I pulled around the driveway, and I looked down the sidewalk, and there was this peacock just hoofing it down the sidewalk toward my car, and I'm like, what's up, man? And it was a big one. It was like, what's going on?
What? He saw his reflection like in the side of your car.
You're charging me.
It was a challenge.
I doubt it. There's nobody seeing a reflection inside of my car. It's that dirty. You're not seeing it. He'd have to have some pretty good eyesight to see that. Anyway.
Did he have his tail up?
No, not yet, but he was thinking about it. He was thinking about it. What else? I don't know. Our pool, working on it. It was perfect 2 days ago. We got that storm.
A couple of storms.
And it greened up, and it's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So I had to juice it today. Hopefully it'll be good to go tomorrow.
Hopefully for the rest of the weekend.
Right. But that's weird. I mean, makes you wonder, what's in that rain? What's in that rain?
Why does it? And it always has.
Because the pool was absolutely beautiful.
Sparkling.
We were in it the day before.
Right.
The evening before.
And then all the acid rain fell. And
then, wow, what a difference. Let's do these quotes. The first one says, the people angry about Mexican flags being waved are the same people who drape their trucks in Confederate flags.
Yes.
Something we just talked about. If you can't see the 1993 Germany parallels, you either skipped out on history or you're disturbingly comfortable repeating it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The same guy telling you L.A. is on fire told you people were eating dogs in Ohio.
Yes.
In honor of Pride Month, I'm using napkins from Chick-fil-A to clog the toilets at Hobby Lobby.
I'm sorry.
This one says, Pride isn't about turning straight kids into queer kids. Pride is about not turning queer kids into dead kids.
Yes.
Mm. And the last one says, we don't hate our country. We hate you.
Yeah.
Ain't that it?
Yep. We know where the problem lies.
That pretty much sums it up.
Sums it up in a nutshell.
Yeah, we don't hate our country because I heard him saying the other day, these are just people who hate America.
These protesters hate America.
They just hate you.
No, we actually believe in the Constitution.
We believe in all of it.
rule of law.
We just hate you.
And you don't seem to understand the rules of engagement.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, so it's going to be a nice weekend, I guess. I'm thinking I heard it was supposed to rain all weekend in Washington, D.C., so it's going to be a wet parade.
Wet and flooding.
I hope it
thunder,
pours.
Lightning, yeah. and flooding mm-hmm. And the Army's not sure.
Yeah, the Army's like, look, man, if there's lightning, if we're not putting our people out there.
Right. You know, we have rules of engagement.
Now, will he go to the Supreme Court and go, make them march, even if it's lightning. It's my birthday.
Hellfire, people.
It's going to be bigly. It's going to be huge. It's going to be my big, huge, bigly birthday parade.
Right. Don't you rain on my parade.
Make them do it.
Oh, that would be a good song. Isn't that a song?
Don't rain on my parade.
Don't rain on my parade. You can play that next week. We'll see what happens.
And then all the No Kings protests. It'll be interesting to see what's going on TV this weekend.
Yeah,
what kind of coverage we're getting.
I hope we get some coverage.
I just got a happy birthday, Marco, from your mother.
I was going to say.
Thank you, my dear.
Mom texted me to make sure to tell you have a very happy birthday from Nana Kay.
Tomorrow's my day.
Tomorrow's your day.
The big 6-1. I can't even believe it.
I know.
How the hell did that happen?
I don't know.
Just like that, it jumped on me.
You were 21 when I met you.
Age is like syphilis.
Maybe you should stop in the health department. They might have a shot for that.
Age is like syphilis. You're just walking around and all of a sudden you got the syph. All of a sudden you're a year older. Damn it. I can't shake this syph. It's treatable, though. It's all billboard.
Yeah. I don't think it said that they could treat old age.
No. Is there anything that you want to say here at the end of the show?
Happy birthday. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, my dear.
Did you load the Millie clip wishing you a happy birthday?
I don't think I did.
Click to soundboard 3. You can play it.
Hold on.
There should be one that says happy birthday, Pops.
Here it is. Here, listen up.
Happy birthday, Pops.
Oh, it's too low.
It's very low. But anyway, which is mine? Nope. Here it is. Yeah, anyway. We're here at the end, folks. So I will say, as always, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, I miss your mom. And Duchess, it's about that time. I will say thank you to Sally Lou. So sweet of you to call in and to be able to see your sweet face.
Yes.
That was very nice. I want to say thank you to everybody that texted in this evening and wished me a happy birthday and played along with the show. You'll always be 21 to me. See, that's sort of like stalking.
Who?
Your mother.
Oh. Well, you'll always be 21 to me, too.
Yeah, right.
As long as I get to stay 18.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Love you.
Love you.
All right, folks. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. That's it. And here. Dig this, and we'll talk to you next week.
That's all, folks.